views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Well, hello, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today, and I'm very thankful that the universe is holding out my voice. I've been battling with a frog in here for a couple of days now, and asking spirit to be very gentle to me. So as long as we have a voice for the next 56 minutes, life is good. I hope that wherever you are happy and healthy and just ready to open your hearts and minds and connect in with the brilliant, brilliant energy of spirit. I thank you greatly for spending your time with me today. There's so much that you could be doing, and I'm glad to have your vibration touching in with mine. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, animal communication, healing, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me in my upstate New York office, or to do something over the phone. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally. Or you can also read about my upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. And speaking of webinars, I just had my third one of my four-part series last night. We did past lives. We had a great, great time and had a lot of fun exploring into that, opening up some ways of thinking and looking at life. The feedback's been fantastic. So we have one webinar left, and that's on Wednesday, February 24th, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can either call in by phone or log in by your computer. This one is all about automatic writing, using this wonderful tool from Spirit to draw in that connection, get answers, insights from the other side. It's a tool that I use almost every day and I'm so grateful to have. And if you want to read more about that and get some more information about that webinar, you can check that out on my website as well. We have got a fantastic show today, and I'm so very excited to introduce you all to my guest. But before we get into that, I wanted to give you a few bits of information like we always do. We have the best people that call into the show and are just so patient and kind. And thank you for doing that. I wanted to refresh you all with our number to call into the show to talk with our wonderful guest today. That number, this is where you grab that pen and paper, everybody, is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for more information as well. So let's jump into the good stuff. So relationships are everything, but despite their importance, many of us were really not taught how to develop healthy, thriving relationships. Our wonderful guest today, Valerie D'Ambrosio, believes that our ability to experience fulfillment and abundance is incumbent upon our ability to consciously navigate our relationships. With over two decades of experience in coaching clients and studying with the world's leading relationship experts and luminaries, Valerie has mastered the ability to not only support others in finding the quickest route to a deeper connection in areas of their life, but to really choose joy and to choose that into relationships. I'm so excited to have Valerie here today. She's been guiding people to create extraordinary conscious connections. She believes that the ultimate joy is directly correlated to the kinds of relationships that we can all choose to develop and nourish. Her infectious nature encourages people to discover their greatness and play big. I love that. That's fantastic. Working with Valerie, you are going to rehaul your relationships with self, health, wealth, intimacy, friendships, and spirit in order to create the thriving life that we each desire. Valerie, welcome to today's show. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. That was a wonderful welcome, and I love listening to the way you speak and invite spirit in so beautifully and easily, and so it's such an honor and a joy to be here today.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I really have been looking forward to the show because, you know, I think about, you know, everything we do in life is all connected with relationships and people, and especially ourselves. So I think this is really going to be a show for my listeners that I'm hoping is not only going to knock their socks off, but, you know, really start changing the way that they're looking at relationships and that connection. So, Valerie, I'm always interested in people's journeys and how they got started on their path. So can you talk to us a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, as usually they are. I mean, the nutshell, and then that's a little challenging for me to do, just so you know. But the nutshell of it is that I was raised in family, and I believe that's the choice that I chose to take on is that I believe that we choose our parents, we choose our lives, and we come here in spirit and we come into human form in order to uncover or discover or heal even certain wounds that we have. And so I came into a family that I didn't feel seen, I didn't feel met, I didn't feel my needs were met. And that's not to say that they were wrong or bad. It's just that it didn't satiate my spirit's needs. And so in turn, I just grew up with a lack of self-love and just constantly questioning myself and not feeling like I ever really fit in, and some other things that occurred that were pretty challenging. And when I picked up the book Self-Esteem Prophecy when I was 17 through a friend of mine, it was almost like a returning home. I remember reading it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And and that's when it kind of began. I was so really lost. And then when I went into my first dark night of the soul and I started to just really lose it and didn't have much and started to experience severe debt for the first time ever in my life. Never used a credit card before ever because I tried to start this business at 20 and failed miserably. And then moved to Chicago, didn't know a soul. And this woman that I ended up renting a room from, she gave me a huge thing of cassette tapes that were Tony Robbins. And I started just infiltrating myself with this information, and he helped me to discover God again, and this where I was so anti that for so long because it was this white man with a beard telling us that we shouldn't do things, and I started to discover it was this greater energy that exists in everyone, and through him and through other teachers that I just surrounded myself with constantly, to being Marianne Williamson, who's a teacher of A Course in Miracles, and Carolyn Mace, who really started to start to understand the chakras and sacred contracts. I started to just peel back more and more layers of myself. And over the years, I was started in the fitness and nutrition world as a healthy lifestyle coach, supporting people around that, and just started to see more and more that there's no separation between our mind and our body. And ultimately, what I was more of a therapist than I was a personal trainer. And so I shifted more toward the coaching. And worked through my own things like severe eating disorder, concept like trying to commit suicide and being saved. And so all these different things just kept returning me back to more and more of these deeper studies around loving myself, which is ultimately what I believe is that most important relationship to cultivate. And that's where my work was, and part of the reason, very much the reason why I'm here on this planet in this lifetime. And so just over the years of just different challenges that came along and just continuing to step on the path and practice, really, it's just gotten me here. And I left that industry and I started the Hanuman Festival, a yoga and music festival in Boulder. And then I sold that after a year or two because I didn't want to be an event coordinator. And that's when I dove back in full time as a connection coach, as a coach. And it's been wonderful because I truly love supporting people to really, you know, just recognize these aspects that they might be living by, these stories or beliefs that are limiting them from really allowing their true authentic essence to soar in the world.
I'm like in awe of listening to this journey here. And, you know, we chatted about this a little bit before the show. It's always funny how, you know, we're constantly this work in progress. And it's amazing, I think, the path that spirits bring us to, take us back to, push us forward again with, that it literally, like, never a dull moment.
No, right? Yeah, it's funny. You know, I contemplate this recently, especially, you know, in with my partner, and it's around the idea of peace. And it's interesting. Peace is a beautiful thing, and really, as humans, it's almost silly for us. Let me speak of myself. I don't want to project this on anybody. So it's almost silly for me to want peace in the sense of no struggles, no challenge, no nothing, because as long as we're human, right, as long as we have this mind and we are spirit in human form, which means we have this ego and we have these stories and we have all these other things to navigate through, we absolutely will have, challenges, and until we are no longer here. And so I would rather be here in order to move through these challenges. Yet I choose to basically remember again and again that it's the whole idea of pain is inevitable, but suffering right. is optional. And that's where the choice lies.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, as we navigate through change and through challenge and all these different things, that's when I believe things like prayer come in, or these tools in our back pocket to remind us, whether that's mantra or people supporting us around us or getting out in nature or whatever it is, to breathe through it, recognizing and remembering this too shall pass. And we learn to strengthen our own internal abilities and, ultimately really move through some potential deep layers of the why we were here in the first place.
Valerie, let me have you hold that thought for one moment. If sure. you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about this wonderful topic with our beautiful, beautiful guest, the Connection Coach, Valerie D'Ambrosio. We'll be right back.
It's a long, long way from heaven to heartache. That's a trip I never wanted to make. Since I've been gone, it just hasn't been the same. And I'm afraid I finally learned.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, at some point tomorrow as well. We have been talking with Valerie D'Ambrosio, the connection coach, and I'm excited because, Valerie, one of the things that you and I were chatting about is this program, this area that you are moving into. And you mentioned that within your practice, you're really shifting towards how to support women and unleashing their magnetic, creative, divine queen. So what exactly is someone's divine queen?
I love that question. So, the way that I see that is this aspect of us that has been potentially dormant for many women, especially at least in this society in America. And it's, I believe, from living in the excessive masculine. We all embody the masculine and feminine energies, and these are these glorious energies where the masculine is more of this kind of logical, linear, more action-oriented, and fiery. And then we have, not to say that the feminine can't be fiery, but it's a very forward movement, where the feminine energy is more of a non-linear. It's more of the creative, the emotional, the fluid energy. We all embody them. And at our core, I believe that we are specifically one. It doesn't matter about your gender, your core, you're one. Over time, I've noticed that in the way in which this world has operated for a myriad of reasons, that we've become excessive in the masculine, where many years ago it was women were the witches, the wise women, the queen, the sages, and then when the church wanted to come in, then they were overpowered by the church. And so there was a masochism where 85% of the women died. And then years later, when women actually started to come back, it was almost, there was this, it was a more of a dormant kind of way of being, the sense of submissive, let's say. So that part of us, and it wasn't all bad, mind you, I believe that there was beauty in it as well, especially in some ways that it shows up in relationships. But then come the, you know, the late 60s and the burning of the bras and the women and the feminist acts and everything, that they're stepped into this more, what I believe is this more over excessive in the masculine sense of, you know, women, yes, they came in taking more of the jobs and bringing home the bacon and enforcing and this achiever kind of mentality, especially with a lot of fathers, really, you know, and parents even, you know, tapping their child on their head and being like, you know, you did good when they achieve something. And so it instilled in them and women, the more and more that we do, the more we'll be seen. And so I believe that for me, my own personal journey is this experience of living in that way and the over excessive and the doing and forcing and pushing that led me to realize this part of me that that was dying to be seen and heard. And so to me, to answer your question, yeah, it's this part of us that is exquisite, is creative, is emotional, is chaotic, is chaos, is wild, is sensual, sexual, is all these beautiful things. And to let her really, really fully, with full permission, be seen in the world and allow her into our relationships in a healthy way.
Right.
And not dismissing our masculine, because that is a part of us. And that's the part of us that does allow us to take action. It's this other part. And that's the piece. And I see it, Cal. I see it in my own self, where I suffered tremendously with some physical issues, as well as it suffered in my relationships. And then I see it in my clients with hormone problems and endocrine problems and adrenal problems and all these things that are just from pushing.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking here, you know, we chatted before about, you know, women's, our definition of self-care and like really how skewed that is. And, mm-hmm. you know, we aren't good to anyone unless we keep just driving and pushing ourselves and doing. And, you know, I'm thinking about what I said to you before we went on the air of like how I love being busy and I have to like force myself to take a staycation. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is horrible as I'm listening to you say this. But, you know, it's, so in a sense, could you call it not like a reprogramming, but almost like a recognizing like a part of ourself that has been kind of squashed and depleted?
Yeah, a part of us that has been squashed and told that it's not safe to. You know, I literally just did a video and a newsletter prior to this call, and it was about, I mean, we all experience feelings in all moments, right? We experience these emotions moving through our bodies, and they're uncomfortable, a lot of them, especially the lower negative catabolic ones. The negative is just the way to label it. Really, it's just a lower vibration. And so when we experience these kind of feelings, we don't want to because they're uncomfortable. So we might push them down or learn ways in which coping. And then, you know, I'm noticing that, especially in navigating within a new relationship, it's that when these certain feelings come up, maybe it's, you know, as we're experiencing all the newness within a relationship, right? So there's, I might experience feelings of my core wound coming up of, oh my gosh, he's going to leave. Oh my gosh, he's showing up. He didn't text me as much as he was, you know, and I noticed my core wound of just emotion, like of abandonment. And therefore I start to experience emotion, like fear and worry and anxiety. And I was terrified of expressing this, terrified. And what I realized, not only was I terrified of expressing it to him, because the way in which I was, the meaning I was giving it was that it was unattractive. It meant I was needy. It meant I was crazy. It meant I was all these things.
Right.
And in addition to that, I also wasn't allowing myself to be with myself. I was judging my own self for experiencing feeling sad, feeling scared, feeling anxiety. And what I realized is that those are not only so human, but they're so, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to feel. And so I just started practicing, how can I allow myself to feel these feelings fully and give myself full permission, because I know that when I allow them full permission, then they'll actually move into something different. But when I don't, I stifle them, I push them, they eventually show up, and usually some very unhealthy way that in turn is probably going to really destroy something good. So, and then in that expression, it's also like, okay, so this is where I am right now. And being able to not only love myself and then surround myself with people that see that and I feel safe and held in that space as well, recognizing that this emotional, beautiful, even chaotic which chaos is necessary in life, right? Chaos is a spark that creates shift and change and all these things, right? And that's the beauty of the two, masculine and feminine, coming together.
Now, this is interesting because as we're chatting, I have a Facebook message incoming from one of our listeners, and she literally is writing, OMG, she is talking about my life. She is speaking my language. And I'm cracking up here because one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is on February 16th, you are starting a very, very important program called the Sister Queen Program. And I was wondering, and I know we've got a break in a couple of minutes, but can you give me a little teaser before our break about this program?
Yes, I am thrilled about this program. It's been downloaded to me for about 3 years now, and I finally am like, yes, 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 I'm ready. I'm saying yes. And so it is three months, so 12 weeks long, and it is myself leading monthly, weekly calls with our 90-minute telecalls, where there will be different themed discussions, where we'll be doing meditations, we'll have assignments and different tools, and everybody will be having their own partner, a sister, to be on their journey with, so to be able to do their, what I call, home play together each week to dive a little deeper. They'll have a private astrological reading from my own astrologer with for their own individual chart. And so this, again, this is just more information and permission slip for them and more tools in their back pocket to know thyself. Mm-hmm. And then they get two individual coaching sessions with actually my coach, Andrea Emery, and they get that this is the last 2 months. So in addition, they get one more thing, which is called the Energy Leadership Index. And this is basically a one-of-a-kind assessment that really helps and supports people in understanding the way they show up in different kinds of environments, both when they're in their natural state and when they're under stress. And so all of this is really to help them to not only know themselves more, it's also to help them to really allow these parts of them to be seen and heard and to really love all of these aspects of themselves while we go through these different themes each week.
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Valerie, we've got to take a quick break, but for all of you that are just tuning in, I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Our phone lines are open if you want to call in and chat with Valerie. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. Valerie, if our listeners want to connect with you outside of today's show, how can they find you on the web?
So vdacoaching.com. So V as in Valerie, D as in David, A as in Apple, coaching.com.
Perfect.
Best way.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. And I'll put that up on my Facebook page as well. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Half of your love is just not what I'm after.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you.
Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
On the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and also some of my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show as well. So we have been talking with the very, very wonderful Valerie D'Ambrosio, the Connection Coach. And Valerie, we were just chatting about this upcoming program that you've got started on February 16th. You said it was 12 weeks and it's called the Sister Queen Program, correct?
Correct.
So here's what I think is very fascinating. You have filled this program with like your peeps, like the people that you work with and that you go to. Could I say to kind of keep you spruced and moving in the right direction?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These are people that I truly just lean on and I love them. And I value their insight and inspiration consistently in my life. And so they are coming in. So they're actually on the site, on the vdacoaching.com site. There is information on what we're doing weekly. And the first 4 weeks I'm leading, and they're actually foundational. And this is to really get us all on the same page and also on the same, having the same language to really get to know each other. And then we start to move into different things like speaking around our relationship with money, our relationship with nutrition and food, our relationship with creating our own practice and ritual. And so I've brought in some guest speakers because these are people that they are walking their talk. This is what they are really living and breathing. And I really want to really call me experts. I know what I know. And when I know somebody that knows better than I want to bring them on and get them in front of people because these are the tools that I use. So, yeah. So we have special, special people that will be on board for the week as well.
And you still do you have you obviously still have spaces available in this class for people that do want to sign up, correct?
Yes, we have 4 spots left.
Ah, so listen, everybody, yeah. If you want this class, get on her website now. And obviously, all done from the comfort of their own home, right?
Exactly. So easy peasy. Yeah.
So jammies in a blanket, curled up, you're good to go.
Exactly.
Awesome. So Valerie, one of the questions that I've gotten in on Facebook here is, I have a client that wants to know, outside of the Sister Queen program, do you work with clients one-on-one? And my question tied into this is, you know, what are typical issues that women or people might come to you seek guidance for? And kind of tied back to her question, are there any techniques or a thought that you could give us about, you know, if somebody's struggling with relinquishing control, or if somebody is struggling with, you know, just getting out of that exhausted place within self?
Right. So first of all, I want to speak to her and just say congratulations, honestly, for being aware, because awareness is the first step. And allowing yourself to be vulnerable and recognizing that there is something that you're recognizing, you're suffering, and you're ready for a change. And unless we do that, we're not going anywhere, which is not, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but so congratulations. And then, yes, I do. I do work with individuals one-on-one, and the way that I work is for 3 months. I start with 3 months, and then they can go as little or as much as they want. The reason why I do that is that's where I recognize big change happens. If I work with somebody for just a month, even, and I learn this over time, either they see tremendous change in the first month and they're like, woohoo, and then a month later they drop back to patterns, or the opposite happens. They don't see anything after 1 month and then they freak out, and that's a reflection. And so the way that I see it is we get to create a team, and I'm their biggest cheerleader and like a aerobics instructor. I can do the workout with them, but I cannot lift their leg for them. So really it's working with people that recognize the investment in themselves and see their, and they really get ready and willing and wanting to learn and to grow, and they're optimistic about that. And they're ready to step forth and create this and transform into the what they know that they're capable of. And so that's the kind of client that I work with and the way in which I work. And it's all over phone or Skype, depending on what they want. And that's just more so ease for people all over the world. I work with people. And the why they come to me, the pain points that I experience, that I see my clients experiencing are like she spoke about, this exhaustion, or they're recognizing that they're exhausted in life and they know something needs to change. A lot of clients come to me about purpose. They're looking for their sense of purpose, or to get to a point in their life where they might have all this stuff, but there's something missing. Another piece is relationship. A lot of people come to me around relationships. And then a lot of people come from two other main things. One is transition, when they're experiencing a lot of transition in their life, whether that's career or stepping into a new relationship, out of a relationship, becoming a parent, kids leaving the house. And then the other one is around career shifting. So these big changes in life, again, it's everything is relationship. So we bring it all back to, knowing myself, the relationship with myself, and as we, how we can establish either a new relationship within this area of our life, be it career, money, or whatever, or our bodies, or a healthier relationship than the one that's there. So the way that I see it too, Kelly, is in any relationship, it's wherever you go, there you are. And yes. So it's we have very, very little to no ability to change our external, but what we do have is the ability to change our internal. And so when we learn to really cultivate our own tools and find our own way, we can learn to raise our own vibration, and life changes around us when we do that.
So almost, it's funny, one of the conversations I had with one of my mediumship students last week, we were talking about manifesting, law of attraction, creating abundance in your life. And one of the things I said to them is when you start attracting that into your life, you're going to find people around you just by proxy, you know, are going to start shifting their life. So do you find that same thing then with people as they start healing, others around them kind of are on that same process?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a perfect example is I have a client that came with me, and one of the things, see, somebody might come to me for one thing. We end up looking at all these other areas of life inevitably because it's usually about, it's about them, right? So, so in that, she came to me, which originally was about career stuff and her passion. And what happened was because she started to shift, raise her own vibration, learn new ways of being in her own self, and ultimately created this, what I consider a beautiful state more and more, which is living in a state of more gratitude in this anabolic place. Her relationship with her husband that had been suffering for years, has totally started to shift where now they're playful and they're finding passion again and they're creating date time again and all these different things. And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So absolutely, I believe that. And I see it all the time in my own life.
That's incredible, because I feel like that's a life changer moment. Like that's, I feel like for me, like when you are ready to give up hope in something, when you are, you know, it really shows the power of attention and the power that if you make a choice to work on yourself, like that ripple effect really exists.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We've got to take a break in a couple minutes, but I do have a quick question that just came in from Danielle in Ohio. She wants to know, and this might be a longer question to answer after our break, but do we ever fully heal our core wounds? What do you think? Do you have any thoughts? Maybe this is a loaded question.
Oh my gosh. Oh, great question, Danielle. And feel free when you need to cut me off, please do. I would love to say that I personally have thought about this before, and I believe that there are some that some wounds that we have the ability to quote unquote heal. I believe that the deeper core wounds, I believe that it is a healing that occurs, and we might, you know, find ways of showing up in our lives where we see it really, really close in our childhood, and maybe it's a father that abused us, and then later on in life we find we start dating a boyfriend that abused us, and later on we find our maybe it's our boss that is verbally abusing us or something. So we start to take our power back, and show up differently and say no to certain things and no to certain patterns. And so does it ever entirely go away? I think it depends how deep the core wound is. I believe it also depends on the why you're here, your spiritual evolution. And then I believe that there are some that don't.
Let me have you hold that thought just for a moment. If you guys are just tuning in, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to actually finish this question, because I think it's a very, very powerful one when we get back from our break. And if you're just tuning in, we're listening to the wonderful Valerie D'Ambrosio, the Connection Coach. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st.
visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. And I hope that you guys will also consider listening to the replay of the show, because it's very got great energy to it, and I think really going to get people thinking about changing their lives and looking at healing wounds and looking at really becoming the best you that you can be. So you're going to want to check that out on the archives as well. And Valerie, before we move into one of our questions, can you remind everybody once again how they can find you on the web?
Sure, Kelly. It's VDAcoaching.com.
Fantastic. Valerie, before we went to commercial, one of the things that I was asking you about was Danielle from Ohio was asking about, do we ever fully heal our wounds? And, you know, you were talking about how some of them, we keep repeating them over and over and over.
Yeah. So it's almost like it becomes ensconced in our being, almost like with a hard walnut shell around us. And the more that we might invite different things or different people in our lives in order to basically have a deeper healing. And depending on how deep the core wound is or the why in which we came into this lifetime, it may ever not ever entirely heal. Now that said, it's also, you know, that's the beautiful journey, right? And so oftentimes as humans, we get stuck on this, there's this destination to be. And so we get to practice to even have a relationship with that aspect of ourselves, recognizing that's not who we are. Those are just either, they're aspects of our past or things that we've taken on that we maybe thought we were them for a very long time. And we get to learn different ways of showing up in the world without them being in the forefront, without that story or that racket continuing to play on and on. And so I think that question is great. Do we ever fully heal? And I don't really have an answer. The way that I see it is that I believe that some could, and I believe that in this lifetime, potentially not. And I don't even see that as a crutch, though. It's our greatest tool and our greatest gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Valerie, one of the other things I wanted to mention to you is we were chatting during the break that you are a writer, and you said that one of the ways for you to process things is talking, writing. And I know that you have some blogs that focus on various topics within the work that you do. And you also are writing a book. Can you give us some information about your blogs and maybe just a little something about your book?
Yes, I love to write, and that's the other piece. And that, just going back to somebody's question earlier, is that, you know, what tools it's really the more we get to know ourselves, the more we understand what allows us to move energy in a healthy way. And so one of the ways in which I know that I move energy is I'm a talker. I love to talk, and I do that through actually speaking, and that's why I have a coach. I do that when I teach, and it's a way of learning what I teaching what I learn. And then I also through my writing. And so I love to be raw and vulnerable in my sharing, because I feel that it's so important to for us to remember that we're not alone. And most people do relate to each other when they allow themselves to be raw and vulnerable. So my blogs, we send out weekly newsletters, and I usually write of a personal story each blog. And then I offer something called home play, which is there are usually three questions and three tips that leave the reader with something to contemplate on their own. And that's just a great way to marinate and sit with if these certain things that I bring up actually do resonate.
Fantastic. You know, yeah. I think it's something that for so many people too, I think what's great about blogs is, you know, you're getting, when you listen to something, I mean, you're hearing it and processing it, but, you know, getting to reread something over and over again and getting then, you know, like you said, that home play with it of being able to kind of take something back and, excuse me, look at yourself and really be able to kind of figure out how does it apply to me? What can I do with all of this? I think is a very, very powerful tool. And that's amazing that you provide that for your subscribers.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's the idea of that I want to, what is that whole thing? I'm probably going to butcher this, but I want to teach somebody how to fish so they can actually fish and then cook on their own instead of doing it all for them.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's an essential piece in moving forward. It gives us our empowerment. It allows us to see how strong we are and how we are capable.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's really beautiful.
And a little snippet on the book?
So that is something that has been, I will be writing many, and I'm quite honestly saying it because it also is going to, you know, when you put something out there, it's like, all right, I'm going to follow through.
Yep.
So it's right now still coming into play, and I really am. The one way that it might show up is I really am, I love working with chakras, the seven different energy centers. And so this is a way of working with the chakras in the sense of all these different areas of our lives from our, from when we were in our mother's womb, and then beyond into, you know, adulthood and after, is that how the different things that can show up that can cause blocks in these areas of life. And how we can, again, you know, through action steps, navigate through them. And all that said, it's not going to be super woo-woo and out there in the sense that as of now, I don't believe I'm going to even be mentioning the word chakra, but we will be going through the seven chakra centers just because I want it to be able to be accessible to everyone and
Absolutely.
To really even get people to dip their toe in something, you know?
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I am excited to find more information out about this, and please just keep me posted. Valerie, this has been such an amazing hour of time with you today. And it's interesting. I love, you know, sometimes we have people that are shy that don't always like to give us a call and in, but love to send some messages to me via my Facebook page. And I've just been getting the greatest feedback from people that you've given them just a tremendous, tremendous amount to think about, to digest. People are excited. I really, really hope that my listeners today will reach out to you and to really start this process of healing and start this process to become the best version of themselves. So thank you for your insight and everything that you shared.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad that people are, one of my values is that I'm useful in the world. So that means a lot to me.
Awesome.
And I, you know, this is an area that I'm super passionate about, like I said, so I'll be doing more and more and offering more and more, and I'll be partnering with somebody around this. Christina Italic, she is a speaker and a teacher and a performer. She created something called You Can Do It Diva. So watch out for what she and I have coming down the pipe, because it's going to be extraordinary. And we're going to actually be doing this all over the nation. eventually the world. So it's exciting. Lots of fun things to look forward to, Cal.
Absolutely. And so for all of you that are just listening, we've got to wrap up our show. But again, if you are interested in the Sister Queen program that starts on February 16th, 12 weeks of just amazing stuff of Valerie's people, her gurus, she's got 4 spots left, people. So go onto her website, vdacoaching.com, and reserve your spot today. Or you know what? Spoil yourself. Maybe connect with her and do something one-on-one. It is hard to believe that our show is over. It flew by, and I cannot wait to connect in with all of you next week. I need to thank my amazing guest, Valerie D'Ambrosio, for sharing her time and energy with us today. Valerie, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was fantastic having you on.
Well, thanks, Kelly, so very much. It was truly an honor.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank all of you for sharing your time, energy, and vibration with me today. And sincerely, thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And next week, our show's topic will be about speaking with nature with shaman and healer Lynn Cedar Roberts. You will not want to miss this show. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.